fight no fire. But you know what? I brought my light this morning, and it's just not with me at church. I know your light ain't with you. Cut it back online. I know your light ain't with you just at church. Our light is always shining in us, always shining, radiating out of us. So when the Lord gave me this, I said, Lord, thank you, because we can't do nothing without you. Not a thing. You know, I mean, when you think you can see, you ain't seeing right. When you think you're hearing, you ain't hearing right. When you think you're living right, check yourself. You may not be living right. Check yourself. So I brought my light this morning. Did anybody else bring their light this morning? If you brought your light this morning, give God some praise this morning. I brought my light. Hallelujah. And it lives within my heart. Glory to God. I had to get that out. I had to get that out. God is just a good God. And I just laughed at, you know, I looked at Dee Dee and Gwen. You know, you all know, I mean, truly, I truly, 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 God knows that I'm standing here right now, that I consider you all as my sisters. I mean, not only in the Lord, but it's like you all just blood to me. You know, it really does. I mean, man, it's and I had the same kind of fun with my biological family I do with y'all. I mean, I just love y'all. I love you. I love you. And I know my wife love you all. Thank God for her and her absence. She says she's just trying to do what she's supposed to do. They say, you know, for her to stay in for a while. So, but I can go on with that, but I say, I looked over at the other, I said, when you coming back to church? I've been wanting to ask this question for so long, but I said, I said, Gwen asked about you. Say, she ain't heard from you in a while, so she said, I'm gonna have to call. I said, Pastor always asking about Jackie. Say, hi, where you at? I said, the saints always asking, where you at? He said, oh, I'm coming back. So we're talking about studying to be quiet, I guess, this morning, keeping your mouth. I couldn't hold it. I couldn't hold my peace this time, Brother Hearns. I just had to say it. But I said it to where she can receive it kindly. I leaned across the bed. When you coming back to church? Oh, you miss me. I say, at church, because I'm always at home with you. So she said, I'm coming back next week. I say, well, praise God. I said, yeah, you need to be in there. We need you. Yeah. You know, yes. We need you to be in there, you know. So she said she coming back next week. So I thank God for my wife also in her absence. You know, she's been a great support to me, a huge help. You know, like I always say, teeth and tongue fall out. You know, teeth to bite tongue and tongue turn around and lick teeth and we make up again. I got that from an old country game. When he said teeth and tongue, I'm like, what is you talking about, man? He said, don't your teeth bite your tongue sometime? So yeah, they said, that's a falling out. He said, don't your tongue turn around and lick your teeth? He said, that's a reconciliation. I said, man, get out of here. But I've been using that. But you know, we thank God for the true love that my wife has for me and I have for my wife, you know, because I'm telling you, the stuff that they got nowadays, it just ain't lasting. You know, you got to have true love, you know, you got to have what God had, you know, what he have, not what he have. You know, my God still lives. He's alive forevermore. And I've been singing a song, God ain't dead. He's yet alive. I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. So God can't be dead, because what I'm feeling, it ain't of the devil. It ain't of man. What I'm feeling's got to be of God all over me. He's alive and well. Because if he ain't alive, what does exist? Without life, how can you have life? If God, Jesus ain't living, what does live? Nothing lives. Nothing at all. Evil can't even live. God is so good. I thank him on this morning. You know, I'm still full of that joy, that unspeakable joy that the Lord put in me about a week or so ago. And I just love him on this morning. I just want to tell him I love him, you know. Lord, I love you, you know, before these people. He knows that I love him in my closet, in my car, in my house. And I want to thank the Lord for keeping me Monday. I went down and worked on my house in the city. And my children always get on, "Dad, you need to take something with you. You need to do this. You ought not to be going down there like I'm a child." And I just listened to them. So I went down there Monday morning, pulled in front of the house, got out. And as I got out of the Jeep, you know, I'm just the way I was raised. And I teach my children, you keep your head on a swivel in any surroundings. So when I got out, I just automatically just looked up the street and saw this young man walking down the street. And he had his T-shirt on. He had some, I guess, some sweatpants. And I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me. And I'm looking at his hands. And so by the time he got to me, I got him around to the passenger side of the back door. And I opened up the door, and I was reaching there to get my tools out. And so by the time he got to me, he's still looking at me. And I looked at him. I kind of turned away because I don't want to make him seem like I'm a threat. You know, because he's probably thinking the same way I'm thinking, you know. You know, what do you know me? Why are you looking at me? You know, because I got into it in high school one time with a guy walking down the hall. He looking at me. I'm looking at him. And he looked at me and said, "What's your mug?" I said, "What's your mug?" Went down into the locker room, getting there, put my gym shorts on. I turned around, about 10 guys behind me. One, and the one that said, "What's your mug?" had a 38. He said, "Now, what's your mug?" I said, "Nothing. You got the ups." You know, but God was with me then. Yeah. Because here come a senior that I didn't know that I played basketball with. I always played with the older guys. And he came and said, he got between them guys. He said, "Come on, D's, come on out here." And took me on. Then after that, nothing. The same guy that pulled a gun on me knew my older brother, the one that was, I'm just going to say, the one that was just wretched. He was something else, man. He knew him. He said, "Man, I didn't know that was your brother." So, you know, but, you know, I could have still had that animosity in my heart and say, "Well, I'm still going to get him." But my brother said, "Man, y'all squash this stuff. You go on about your business. You go on about your business." But me and the guy, we went to school together, and we turned out to be friends. You know, he went to prison for shooting somebody. But when he got out, that boy gave his life to the Lord. Came, saw me, I saw him, said, "Hey," called his name. He said, "Man," you know, we just had a long, extensive conversation. So I had to ask him, was he safe? He said, "Yeah, man, I'm safe. I go to Transformation. I work in the church." He said, I'm going to be all right, Al. I'm going to be all right. But, you know, he just, you know, like we was talking about this morning, you just don't know who belonged to God, who God, you know. I could have, you know, got so angry and just went on and snuffed him out. And that was God, my brother, and the Lord didn't know. But this young man, he got out. He walked up to me, walked up to the house, and he's looking at me. So I didn't, you know, so I don't want to make him nervous. He making me nervous. Because when I looked at him, he had this great big old pistol hanging out, and an extra long clip in it, and another extra long clip in his back pocket. And so I said, "Well, I can't take my eyes off of him." And so I looked at him. He got to the end of my house. He turned around and looked at me again, you know, a little sarcasm. He walked on up the street real, you know, nonchalant. And so I'm still looking at him. I got to get my stuff and get in his house and lock his bars, you know, because, hey, he turned around again and looked at me. So right then and there, I knew the young man was up to something, no good. Broad daylight, you know, probably was a felon, probably gun, probably not registered or nothing. And so I goes in, I start working. Hours pass. And so I put my tools up in the front room by the window. That's where I stage my stuff at. So I go up there to get something. I saw this individual walking back this way. And I bent down, I looked, I'm like, man, I'm like, that's him. This time he had on a hoodie, hot, had on a hoodie, jacket, and he saw me looking up in the window, so he just looked real slow. And I came to the door to see where he was going, make sure he ain't coming up here, you know. And so he just went on up the street. And so I said, Lord, I just began to pray then. I started praying, pleading the blood. I did. I said, Lord, I know this door's locked. I don't have no weapon on me. So all I got is you, Lord. You know, so I grabbed my phone. I said, in case I need to call somebody, in case he get to shooting through the door, because I keep the door open, but I got bars on the house. You know, all of this stuff running through my mind. And then I said, well, maybe I ought to pack up and go. And some said, no, you ain't got to go. I said, I ain't going nowhere. So I ain't afraid of this. You know, I ain't afraid of death. I said, Lord, you said you're going to protect me. And I just went on, kept working all day long. But I know that it was God that kept me. Because I know that God spoke to me and said that he was up to no good. Who walks around broad daylight with all of that? Then come back with a hood to try to conceal himself. I know it wasn't nobody but God with me. So I just praise God for being with me, because every time, not just down there, not just down there, everywhere I go, I always try to acknowledge God and ask God to keep me, keep my wife, keep my children. When they leave out that door, Lord, you watch over them. Cover them with the blood. Protect them, Father God, from everything that the enemy has demised against us. You know, keep them. And so I just know it was just the keeping power of God that kept me that Monday morning, because I could have been a victim. I could have been a victim. And but I just thank the Lord. He is so good. So I give him praise this morning. You know, you just don't never know. You wake up in the morning, you don't know if you really going to come back home or not. You know, you just don't know. So I say, Lord, I ain't going to take none of this, nothing for granted. I'm always ask you when I can remember, the Lord, you watch over me. Get us down there safely and bring us back safely. And so when I told my children and all that, now everybody want to go down there with me. I said, well, maybe I need to say that more often. then I'll be lying. But I said, Daddy, all right, man. I keep telling you, man, I got somebody with me. My light is with me. I had already had this. God had already given me, but I thought about what he had given me. Man, your light is with you. My light is with me. Everywhere I go, I got a light. It is shine so bright, it'll blind him. He won't know where to shoot. I believe that, because guess what? I went down there the following day. I said, the devil ain't finna stop me from going to do nothing. I may as well just board it up, get a house away. Then I'm going to be going down there shaky and scared. I said, no, God, you are with me. You promised to be with me. Now, if you tell me not to go, you tell me not to go, I ain't going. Why you ain't going? Because God told me not to go. Are you sure? You ain't scared? You say what you want to say. He said not to go. But he ain't tell me not to go. So I'm going, right? I ain't scared, you know. But sometimes you got to be, well, he don't want you to be feared. Sometimes you got to be cautious. There you go, Gwen. You know, you got to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. But I did say, I said, Lord, maybe I need to start carrying me something with me. All right. I'm going to tell y'all a whole story now. I said, maybe I need to start carrying me something with me. And my son, my nephew found out, oh, man, Freddie, man. Like, well, I'm glad you wasn't with me. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. Brother Al, he used to have a temper. Brother Al didn't used to care about too much. Brother Al should be locked up. That's what Brother Al should be. Brother Al ain't as bad as sometimes maybe, you know, I may portray. But Brother Al is a softy. I stand before you this morning. Brother Al is a softy. Because when I think about if my nephew or somebody else that I know was with me, I couldn't handle that. To see all of that, if he had it, you know, that would mess me up. That's what Brother Al is. I don't want to see it. I don't even like for them to talk about it. When they talk about shooting somebody, I said, man, I just cannot. You know, I said, Lord, guard my mind. you know, I don't know if what would have happened to me. Not me shooting, but somebody else shooting, seeing somebody. A person. A person. Laying there with his brains blowed out. You know, yes, man, he would have been, he tried to do something to you, blah, blah. Yeah, I understand that, but I just can't take it, y'all. That's this Brother Al. I just want y'all to know. You know, he used to be something else. Sometimes can still be something else. You know. But, Lord, I couldn't take that. I said, I thank God you wasn't with me, man. Because he was supposed to come down there and meet me down there that Monday. He said, man, something just told me go to Home Depot. I said, I know who that something was. I'm glad you bypassed the house and went on. You know, because, man, I couldn't take that. I mean, that would probably be in my mind for the rest of my life. You know, I don't see how people can do it. You know, not just the people that take the lives, but I couldn't be a coroner. I can do none of that stuff, man. I don't see how the people that do the bodies in the funeral home, the stuff that they have to see. My Lord. But God is a good God anyhow, and I thank him for sparing my life. You know, this, I know he spared my life, but there are many times that I know God spared my life that I didn't even know nothing about it. So I just praise him this morning. I'm going to be reading out the book of Psalms, chapter 27. And that was the title of my sermon. My light is with me. Your light is with you always. But we can let that light go out, though. You got to keep that light shining. We talked a little bit about that this morning. And, man, I was back there just tears rolling down my eyes, just saying, Lord, you're so good. You're so great. You're so awesome. You know, it's something, you know, a lot of people think that you big and bad and tough. You be back there just sobbing, big old softy. When Lord get through with you, you a big soft, big teddy bear, you know. So I just praise him this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you always, God, yet again, Lord, that you have allowed us to come together just one more time, God. You allowed us to praise you together one more time, God. You allowed us to worship you together one more time, God. So I thank you, Lord God, for allowing me to handle this word one more time, God, in the stead of our pastor, Lord. And I thank you and I pray, God, that you would use me, oh God, for the time that you have allotted me to stand before this people, Lord. I ask it, Father, in Jesus' name, God, let your will be done in me this morning. Amen and amen. Give God a good another good praise this morning. Pastor says she wasn't studying David and liking David, and Jackie said something about David, and somebody else said something about David. I'm like, well, Lord, I've been reading about David. You know, David was a man we know that was after God's own heart. And God chose this man because he knew what was in David. But David said, the Lord is my salvation. That's what he said. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And was he talking about the devil? We talking about the spirit? Was he talking about the enemy? I think they were talking about men in general that the devil works through. He said, he is my salvation. He is my light. Whom shall I be afraid? He said, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Look, when the devil or enemy come up against you, he going to fall back. He'll come up on you and try to do you some harm. He just can't get to you, though. You know, he meant to do you some evil. He said, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes came up on me to eat up my flesh. Now, we know the devil want to eat up our flesh. He want to get rid of us. He want to take you out. He want to take you out. I'm sick of them praising God. I'm sick of Gwen always trying to tell somebody about this man named Jesus. If I can just get rid of these people, then maybe I can take the land. But I just can't get rid of them folk. I can't get close to them. Why? David said, because my light is with me. Paul, when he was on his way to Damascus, And Jesus appeared before him. The Bible said he fell off his horse. So when you come up on one of God's people, the enemy come up on one of God's people, don't be afraid. They're going to stumble and fall. That's what the word just said. My enemies, the wicked ones, even my foes, they came to take me out, but they stumbled and fell. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, they came looking for him. Where is this Jesus? We're going to get him. Where he at, Judas? Which one is Jesus? Point him out. You have to point him out. Jesus said unto them, I am he. A lot of times the devil come up on you. Well, I want to such. Well, Lord, not me, Lord. Jesus, here I am. I am he. I'm the one you're looking for. And the Bible says when they came up on him, they stumbled. They all fell backwards. When they came to take him, the Bible said they all fell back. So when the devil come up on you, don't worry about that devil. He done dug a ditch for himself. He done made a snare for himself. He done done some things for you, but it's for himself. It can't touch you. So he said, when the wicked, even my enemies, my foes, came up on me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. David said, this is why they fell, because my light was with me. You cannot walk in darkness too long without falling. You're going to slip, you're going to trip, or you're going to stumble and fall over something. It's just impossible for you to walk in darkness too long without hitting something. You're going to hit your shin bones, you're going to break your toe. You're going to hit something. The devil going to put something in your way. We have to watch these videos, safety videos. They call them slip, trips, and falls. We have to watch them often, because I guess they want us to be reminded, not just at work, but at home. You know, your mind can be on all kind of stuff, and you just walking. You know, they want you to be cautious. You can stumble on some loose gravel. The steps can come apart. The rail that you think that's secure, it can come off. So they want you to be as cautious as you can, because your mind might be on other things while you're walking, and you won't be able to attack the danger that's in front of you. But if your light is with you, you don't have to worry about that. It'll make no difference if your mind is on whatever it's on. God is going to lead and guide you around everything that can harm you. My mind was on going down there doing some work. Not nobody bothering me. The thing that I feared the most, I didn't fear nothing. I don't fear nothing the most. The only one I fear the most is Christ, is God himself. I reverence him. I shake when I think about him. Lord, am I doing this right? Am I saying things right? Lord, am I living right? Is my heart right? I talk about what's going on in the world, but check my heart. Make sure my heart don't get callous. Make sure my heart don't start hating my brothers. Make sure my heart don't start hating my enemies. You check my heart. So while you're out there, God wants to always have a light before you so you will know what you're supposed to be doing. You got to know what you're doing out there. You can't walk in darkness forever. You're going to stumble, trip, fall, and sometimes you ain't gonna be able to get back up. That commercial, I fall and I can't get up. You know, Jesus got to be your life alert. You got to be able to push that button and say, Lord, I've fallen. Help me to get back up. You know, sometimes technology is gonna fall. You gonna be pushing that button? Ain't nobody coming yet. You ain't calling the right one. Call Jesus. He'll swoop down and pick you right on up. You don't need 911. You need one. You just need one. Just Jesus, and Jesus by himself. He'll come and swoop and pick you up. No matter how far you done fail, no matter how hard you done fail, Jesus can pick you up. He will pick you up. Just call on Jesus. But your light, you got to have your light with you. Or else you'll stumble, trip, and fall for all eternity. Because there's a falling that you can fall into and you'll never be able to get back up without this light. So David said, my light is my strength. He said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I fear? My light gave me strength when I fought the bear. My light gave me strength when I fought the lion. My light gave me strength when I stood before Goliath. My light gave me strength when I fell in divers temptation. It's your light that's going to give you strength when you come up against your enemy. You ain't got to worry about how big and how bad it is. David said he fought a bear. He fought a lion. Then he turned around and fought a giant whom everybody was standing. All Israel was just standing. He cussing them out, saying how pitiful they are, talking about our God. And they all stand up there. Sound like somebody didn't have no light at the time. But little David had to come. Let me go and see what's going on. Where's everybody at? They still gone? David had to come out. They said, listen here, you giant, you uncircumcised Philistine. He said, look, I was out there in the field and look, a lion came and took one of the sheep. I grabbed him by his beard and I smote him. And then there was a bear that came and I smote him, but he knew who gave him his strength. Yeah. It was God giving him strength. And so often people take what God gives them and credit it to themselves or somebody else. While I was down there working in the house, my nephew came with somebody else, young man. And my son said, man, you look good. How old? He said, 51. He said, man, you look good for your age. I said, you sure do. He said, man, I just, I exercise and I run and I do push-ups and I do all this. And my nephew was looking at us like, in other words, he's like, oh, he must be lying. And so I said, man, I believe all that. So I began to witness to him. I said, but you can't leave the most important ingredients out. I said, it's God that give you that strength to push yourself back up. It's God that give you that strength, man, to bend your leg and run up and down the street. I said, you got to add God to this. I said, you put God in it, man, you'll keep on looking good. You'll grow stronger and stronger. As that light get brighter in you, you get stronger and stronger. So it ain't none of you. It's all God. Folk are saying they're self-made men, self-made women. I did this. I said, man, you can't do nothing if God take his breath from you. You can't do nothing if God wake you up in the morning. You can't move your limbs. What can you do? You're going to lose your job. They're going to do a moment of silence for you. So-and-so, he woke up this morning. Or he didn't wake up this morning. Let's bow our heads and have a moment of silence. And it'd be just a moment, too. Now we got to fill that position. So you ain't self-made. It's God, the light that's in you, that shineth in the darkness, where the darkness can't comprehend. And so David was saying, for you, Lord, light my lamp. I don't know who lighting your lamp. He said, you light my lamp. My God enlightens my darkness. And we have some grave darkness inside of us. Jesus said, look, it's me that's allowing you to do all these things. It's me that's giving you the strength and giving you the victory over the enemy. He said, it's me. I am the light of the whole world. You know, I'm the light. I light every man. John said, look, he is life and the life of every man. If it wasn't for Jesus, we said before, if it wasn't for Jesus, we couldn't do anything. Without me, you can't make it on your own, Jesus said. Without me, you couldn't think right. Without me, you couldn't talk right. You just don't have what it take. And we think sometimes we just got it all. We got what it take. I got it all. You know, I'm all that in a bag of potato chips and some Oreos. I got everything I need. And some folk feel that they don't need Jesus. They feel that they don't need God in their life because I'm being sustained with what he gave me. They don't know he gave it to them. They don't know if he allowed. He allowed you to have what you have. Because without him, you can't have it. You can have a job. You can't have good health. You can't have nothing. You'll stumble. You won't be able to get back up without Jesus. So it's him. He said, I'm the light of all men. And he said, though a host shall encamp against me, verse 3, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing that I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. Where is that? Where can God put you where the enemy can't get you? David said, take me to the rock that's higher than I am. I want you to know this morning, there is a rock, there is a place in Jesus that's higher than anything in this world. He said, though a host may come up on me, God gonna hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. That's what God is gonna do. He's gonna take you to a place. God gonna have you in a place to where the enemy just can't reach you. His arms ain't gonna be long enough. He's on a rope. You ever see those little bitty chihuahuas? What they call feist dogs? Man, I tell you, that's just like the enemy. He'll bark, 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 bark. I mean, he'll bark all day long to where it make you want to kick the dog past. I'm sorry. It make you want to kick him. He just won't be quiet. Give him a little bit of line. Give him a little bit more line. Give him a little bit more line. He know where to stop at. He know when to stop. The devil know when to stop. He'll keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Keep barking, keep barking, keep barking. Unleash him. He going to stop. Because he going to see the light in you. He going to see God rise up in you. Then he going to know what, I got to flee. I got to get back. I can't handle this from here. You know, I can't handle this from here. You know, so it don't make no difference how much noise the devil make. It don't make no difference how much he growl and bark at you. The Bible speaks of the devil as if he's a roaring lion. He out there tricking folk. Selling wolf tickets. And sheep clothing. You know, he out there wolfing, wolfing, wolfing. Talking about what he gonna do. You gonna die. You can't live. You ain't gonna be able to get no job. You ain't gonna be able to be healed. Oh, just can't happen. It ain't happened yet. When is it gonna happen? It's gonna happen. You know, it's gonna happen. The devil is a what? He's a liar. And the father of lies. You know, he started the lying. So he's the father line. So David said, he shall set me up on a rock. A rock that's higher than I, where the devil can't touch you, where he can't reach you. You'll be untouchable, unreachable. The devil ain't going to be able to do nothing with you, saints of God. He won't be able to touch you. Don't worry about what he's doing. Don't worry about what's going on in this world. God is in control. He's got you in a place that's higher than anything. He's got you in a place of high. It's so high to where the devil, I don't care what kind of lens he get, he can get the most powerful telescope. He'd be looking up there at the stars, but he won't be able to find you. Where is that joker? Where is Al? Where past that? This Pastor Davis, they say. Where is this sister named Gwen that told this boy she love him and he got here. Where is he? Devil going to be looking for you, but he can't find you. You're going to be so high. I ain't talking about on that stuff. High up on the Lord, in the Lord, to where the devil can't find you. You're going to be out of his reach, out of his touch. Ain't it good sometimes to be out of touch, out of reach? I'm sorry I got to go back to my roots. Where I came up, Pastor, all the time about you came from Detroit to slums. I came from West Side to slums. You know, I wasn't in Detroit, I was in St. Louis. But ain't it good sometimes to be out of reach of the devil? When somebody want to put their hands on you so bad, want to get you. Boy, I can't wait to get you. But every time they see you, You got somebody with you. They can't get through. Every time the devil see you, I can't touch him. I'm gonna see you by yourself. I ain't never alone. What are you talking about? I'm always got somebody. If he ain't here, I got God over here. When they gone, God is still with you. When your entourage is gone, God is still with you. So the devil, man, somebody wanted to get me so bad. But man, I was walking with Alvin. I was walking with Ronald. I was walking with Albert and I was walking with Michael. Those are all my big brothers. I was walking with them. All they can do is just look. They can just look. Man, you can just look, tell they want to get you. And I didn't talk to the devil. I ain't mess with him. I just said. Yeah. But when they wasn't around, I still walked the same walk. You know? Because I know God is protecting me. It ain't Alvin. It ain't Michael. It ain't Ronald. It ain't Albert. It's God Almighty himself. So God will put you in such a place to where the devil just cannot reach you. Sometimes he just can't even see you. God will just, who said God just overshadow you with his, he keeps you in his secret place. You in the shadow of the Almighty. You in the shadow. Man, sometimes the shadow be so dark. I know, Paz, you say it be so dark to where they can't even see you. The darkness can't see the in the darkness. The devil can't even see in the dark because this darkness, it be so light to where it just blind the dark. He can't comprehend. What in the world? I know he went under them shadows, but I can't see him. The devil after us, but God is with us. So David said, lead me to a rock that's higher than I. And he said, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek me. Seek ye my face. My heart said unto thee, Lord, thy face will I seek. I know when God says, seek you, he didn't say, not with your mouth. David said, Lord, when you said, seek me, my heart said it, not my mouth, not with my eyes, not with my mind, but he said, with my whole heart, I'm going to seek you. And I said, I will seek after you. Some folk say a lot of stuff with their mouth. And sometimes I can be one of those folk. That's why the Bible tells us to study to be quiet. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. But sometimes we get a little loose lips. And sometimes, I know this ain't one of the gifts of the spirits. We can get that gift of gabs. You just run your mouth, man. You run your mouth, get to running your mouth, and before you know it, all you're doing is running your mouth. You know? He said, David said, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. See, God wants you to seek him with everything that you got. When he said your whole heart, he wants you to just really get down with it. Forget about the wife. Forget about the dinner. Forget about the next function that's coming up. Just give me your whole heart at that time. Give me all of you, not some of you. Don't serve me with your lips. Serve me with your heart. And too often that we serve God with what we say. And God always, and he's a great example, whatever God say he gonna do, he back it up. How often? I know y'all do it. But he's still working on me. I said, Lord, I'm going to get it in tonight. And before I know, I'll let time pass by. I'm going to get it in tomorrow. And before I know, something else, hey, Tawana said, you got to do this and do this. It's passing by. Seek me with your whole heart. Push pause on somebody else, but not me. When I say seek me, seek me. And I say seek me at this time, seek me at this time. But Jesus said, the people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips. We sure can do it. But their hearts are far from me. Man, you got to seek God with all your heart, everything that you got. Because I'm telling you, it's good sometimes when we get the tests and the trials that we have. Because once you fall in divers temptations, some hard places, then he going to get all your heart. Lord, you got my full attention now. You know, when the doctor said I can't, they gave up on me. Oh, it's all you and me, God. You know, when my knee is giving out, I can't go to work. I ain't got no more sick time, Pastor. I call in, it's going to be a sick day without pay. You know, the check going to get shorter and shorter because this knee ain't got well. I can't go to work unless the doctor release me, you know. So then I'm going to give him all of it. We give him all, but we should give him all when all things are good. When it's all good, as we say, we should still give him our whole heart. When it's all good, we should give him our whole self. We got to give him all of it and not be serving him with our lips and our mouth. Because he's saying, look, I know when somebody's just talking. You can tell when somebody is just talking. They just happy sometimes. Or just some of them are just good liars. And they believe their own lies and forget what they done said. You a scribe, you remember everything they say. I didn't say that. You gonna better tell God that. I didn't say that, God. It's in the book. It's written down. God got a record. But he said, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of my enemies. Look, when my mom and my daddy forget about me, when they forsake me, when they left me alone, he said, Lord, take me in. Teach me your ways, because mom and daddy didn't show me the right things to do. Mom and daddy didn't train me up in the way that I should have gone. So, Lord, I'm a mess. Mom and daddy, I lived in a whole lot of confusion, a whole lot of junk that was going on in my life. So he said, when my mother and my father forsake me, teach me your ways, Lord. Lead me in the plain path, a path where I can understand. See, a lot of folk, they tell folk what to do, and they don't tell them why. You know, I said before, you know, you as a parent, I've learned this for myself because I picked it up from my mom and my daddy. Just do it. And don't tell them why. You did such and such, but give me some understanding of what you're talking about, mom, daddy. So I don't care, man. My kids trying to talk to me, trying to explain. Just do it. And if they just do it, I'm like, Lord, they shouldn't have done that. I told them wrong. So he said, when mom and daddy, uncle, auntie, grandmamas, people lead me wrong, Lord, take me in and teach me your ways. That's what we need. We need to be taught the ways of God. If we are taught the ways of God, then we'd be out of a whole lot of mess that we're in now. Young men, young women out there, they're not taught the right way. They're taught the wrong way. They got older men out there telling them, you know, to do the wrong. You be an OG one day if you make it. You know, 25 years old now, you are an OG. Today, you an OG if you're 25. You old. Yeah, you can call yourself old because you made it. You know? So we don't have nobody out there teaching us what's right. They're still teaching us the same old principles. You know, fight for what you want. Go out there and get yours, man. They ain't going to give it to you. Who's supposed to give you anything? You're supposed to be working for it. You got to get a job. You got to educate yourself, first of all. Who wants to hire an uneducated person in the business? God wants you to be educated, too, when you stand up and teach. He wants you to be educated, too, when you stand up and tell folk about him so they'll get the gist of what you're saying. You know, testifying, what do they mean? What do they say? Explain it to her. That's why he said expound on the scriptures. Open this stuff up. And sometimes you just got to be blunt and plain. Sometimes maybe we got to excuse the children out the auditorium. Or sometimes they may need to hear it all because you got 6 and 7 and 10 year olds breaking in people's houses. Where they get that from? 10 years old, 7 years old, same age as my grandchildren. But then I like down here verse 13. David said, after all of that, I know God is my light. He's my salvation. He's my strength. I know God is going to come through for me. Saints of God, God is going to come through for us. God going to give jobs. He's going to start paying off homes. He's going to be giving. There's going to be some marriages going on. Because folk, Paul said, are you ready for you to marry them to burn? He got to raise up some good men for these women. You know, y'all just don't want no anything, do you? You know, you don't want nothing that's thrown to you, you know. And I'm half baked. I'm halfway there, girl. I'll get there when we get married. No, you got to get all this right first. You know, we can't be half done going to heaven. We got to get it right now. You know, God ain't going to say, well, you half done. No, Ephraim, you half baked. You unturned. God got to unturn every stone, everything. He got to flip you over. You got to be cooked on both sides. You got to be well done, man. You know, you got to get this thing right before you go to heaven. You know, you can't get it right when you get to heaven. You got to get it right down here. That's why he said we are rehearsing now. We're practicing now. You're going through your tests and your trials now. So don't think that you're going, you got to be changed now. You're supposed to be changed now. Things got to be different now. Right now. You got to have that confidence, God. David said, look, I have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Another writer put it like this. Instead of faint, I remain confident in God who keeps his covenant. How many of us are remaining in confidence? How many people are just fainting? They just, oh, Lord, I just can't make it no more. I've been in this trial too long. My children, they ain't gonna come in. When they gonna come in, they just ain't gonna come in. Well, hey, you done spoke it. They ain't coming in. David said, I had fainted. They ain't say he fainted. He said, I would have fainted. Jonah said, look, when my soul fainted within me, he was in the belly of a whale. When my soul fainted, I thought, look, how in the world I'm going to get out of this whale's belly? He may as well go and swallow me on down to the other belly if he had one. You know, go ahead and digest me. Because he said, when my soul fainted within me, he said, I remembered the Lord and my prayer came into him. You got to remember God when you're in all of this turmoil. We got to remember God. When you were going through, you got to remember God when they ain't treating you right on the job. You got to remember God when the doctor say, well, all right, here's the options that you got. Death on his hand and death on his hand. So I think you chose the right one, brother. Man, no deal. Well, Didi said, no deal. I don't want your deal because there ain't nothing good in your deal. You know, sir, but you remembered. We got to remember God and begin to pray. Some folk are weak. They are so fainted where they give up because they say it's so long. When you gonna do it, Lord? You know, some people saying, I got weak. Sometimes you get weak, don't you? But don't get so weak to where you just throw yourself out. You know, be like David. I would have fainted. I would have given up and stopped coming to church. I would have given up and stopped preaching to God. I would have given up and stopped teaching. I would have given up and stopped living the life that he put me on. I would have given up and gone back to Egypt and say, look, ain't nothing going to change. Everything is the same as our father slept. And I don't see nothing. I don't see no change in my house. I don't see no change in my children. I don't see no change on the job. Ain't no change on the street. They still killing. They just shot two police officers on the south side. I don't see no change, Lord. But he said, I would have. David was going through some stuff, sound like. You know, he said, I would have given up. But he said, I remembered the Lord. You got to remember God in our times of trouble. David remembered the Lord. He said, the sorrows of death compassed me about. The floods of the ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death confronted me. David is saying torments, chaos, this stuff is all around me. Even death is following me. So it don't make no difference. Chaos, God going to rebuke it. If it's death, God is going to rebuke it. If it's torments, God is going to rebuke it. But you got to remember the Lord. He said, I remembered in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple and my cry came before him. Don't you know, even into his ears, don't you know when you begin to cry out to God, God is going to hear. The moment that you cry out, God has already heard you. So don't faint. Don't give up. God is going to hear you. Why? Because my light is with me. Is your light with you this morning? You know, God is with us. So we ain't got to give up. Give up for what? You know, he didn't tell you to give up. He said this race is not given to the swift, nor the strong. You know, you can be a little bitty old 60-pound man. Them Ethiopians, when they run those marathons, boy, they be bony. But them jokers, boy, they be enduring, man. Man, they just be like this. I mean, they don't break their stride. They just keep it. And, boy, I sit and just watch them. They just go, and they go, and go. It's always seemed like it's the smallest sect of people in those running, in those races, the track and marathon, they always come in first, the skinniest ones. I mean, it's not given to the swift nor the strong, but him that endured. Can you endure this thing? Yes, you can. You can endure everything that comes your way, everything that the devil throws your way. You can endure it because God made you to endure it. You was made to go through. Just like we was made to praise, we was made to worship, we was made to give and glory, but you are made also to go through. Your body is wonderfully and fearfully made. And he said, marvel at the work of God. You can't do nothing but marvel at God's work when you see people still standing. Going through hell and high water. Losing this and losing that. This ain't working. I mean, stuff right after, you know, like domino effect. You know, and then sometimes the people on the outside, sometimes the church, the brother said, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they look and say, well, he must be doing something wrong. He got to be. Look, that's God whooping him. Oh, God is making you. He's setting you up so you can know you're going to be great. But he know you're going to get and tell somebody because we got a problem in our mouth, D.D. I can't hold this thing. I got to tell somebody. You know, I'm going to tell it. When Jesus said, look, go and don't say nothing to nobody. They couldn't have. Okay, man. Look, do you know what the Lord is doing? You know, you're going to be, hey, look here what God has done. How could you keep something so great? My sister, when the doctors told her that she need screws and all this stuff in her hips, she said, Freddie, you seen me. I can go down there anointing and pray and all of that stuff. She said, you seen, but God, only God. Nobody laid hands on today. She kept getting in them prayer meetings on Thursdays on the phone. Kept on. She said, boy, she called me. She said, Freddie, man, my hip ain't even hurting no more. You know, I'm feeling good because I'd always check on them. So one Sunday, said she went to church. Said she ran. She did a jacket. That's what I call a jacket. She ran around the church to my hip. It's healed. It's healed. I don't feel nothing. And she raising her legs. She's 70-something years old. I said, girl, look, you better. She said, Freddie, God did a number on me. He gave me a miracle. And he did, and she did what Brother Ronnie did. Called the doctor and said, look, I ain't having a surgery no more. He said, well, why not? The Lord healed me. He gave me a miracle. God did this. She wasn't ashamed of him. You know, he said, you'll be ashamed of me. I'm ashamed to present you to the Father. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power to them that believe. It is the power of salvation to them that believe. So you can't be ashamed of God. You got to tell. Tell it in advance, Ronnie. You know, it ain't happened yet, but it's going to happen. It's already done. Jesus said it's finished. It's over with. These things that you deal with now, you won't deal with them no more. That's what Moses said. These Egyptians that you see now, you won't see them no more. This pain that you feeling now, you won't feel it no more. This headache that you got, you won't have that one no more. You might bump your toe, but I'm going to fix that too. So you got to believe God. God is your light. God is with you. Some people, you know, they have to have these white sticks, them little canes, you know, they blind. They need that stuff. But God healed them too. They just naturally blind. But there are some people out here don't need no sticks. They need a spiritual stick. And they are spiritually blind. You know, they got the canes. They got the seeing eye dogs and all of that. You know, they need it all. They need a spiritual seeing eye dog. They need a spiritual cane. But these are people that are visually impaired. They can't see. They don't have no understanding. They don't know how to understand what God is doing for us. Unless God light their light. Unless God enlighten their light, their eyes of understanding. They'll never understand the testimonies. They'll never understand what you're talking about. God brought me through. They ain't gonna never understand that until they get the same light that you got. It's impossible for those people to understand. It's not in them. The light is not in them. You got to have the light in you. Matthew 6:23 says, but if thine eye be evil, the whole body shall be full of darkness. And if the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? These are people that walk around saying that they know, that they see, that they understand. How great is that darkness? They don't really understand. They don't know who Jesus is. You know, you got to remember who God is. God is God. God is able. So David said, I would have fainted. You know, I would have, unless he did what? Believe. I have fainted unless I believe. But since I believe, you got to believe or else you will faint. If you don't believe God, you're going to be falling off everything. You're going to be falling away from everything. You're going to be doing everything that the doctor tell you to do. Take this one, take that one. All that didn't work. Take that one, take that one. That didn't work. He said, but since I believe, since I remain confident in the one who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power, which is the light that's inside of us. Since I believe, he said, then, he said, I will see the goodness in the land of the Lord. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. See, that's what people, that's what the devil trying to get you mixed up, trying to throw you off. He's trying to get you weary. He trying to beat you down. He trying to get you to forget to call on God. You be calling all these other folk. But when you believe God and begin to call upon him, David said, to believe him, to see the goodness. Folk don't think that they'll be able to see no goodness in this land of the living. They don't think there's no good that's going to happen down here. We got to get to heaven first, they think, for everything good that David said, I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land. Look, saints of God, people of God, men, women of God, you got to believe that you're going to see some good down here. God is going to turn some things around down here. You got to believe. But we got to, well, I'll go there. Paul said, since you believed, have you received the Holy Ghost? Since you believe. But it's more than that, y'all. It's more than since you believe. Paul is saying, look, since you believe, have you received the Holy Ghost? Since we believe, have our lives changed? Since I believe, when I wasn't believing, but when I believe, am I still doing the same stuff that I used to do when I wasn't believing? Since you believe, are you still lying? Since you believe, are you still cussing out your neighbor? And then turn around and put on Gospel 1600 and shout hallelujah. Since you believe, what has changed? We got to have some changing. I know that's off, but we look for God to come down and fill the temple, the bride. Man, the bride got to be clean. He got to have, if he come down, where he going to dwell? He ain't going to sit in these, he don't want to sit in these walls. You know? We got to be ready for him to come down. He said he dwelt amongst them. That was one that dwelt among them that they didn't know. And there's one that dwelt amongst us that they don't know. When God come down, he want a clean tabernacle where he can come in and make his abode. Jesus said, we're going to be with you, but we're going to be in you. I'm going to be in you. He just don't want to be dwelling amongst you. I want to come in and make my abode with you. So you'll know how to live right. So you ain't got to worry about living with your boyfriend, your girlfriend. You ain't got to worry about if my neighbor say something wrong and do something wrong to me, I'm going to let him have it. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. You ain't got to worry about it. People walk their dogs, and this thing gets me so bad. And they walk their dog and they crap all over, poop all over my yard. Boy, I'd be so mad. I said, boy, rewind them tapes so I can see who that is. But you know what? Know what I just do? I ain't seen them tape. I just go out there and clean the stuff up. And I keep praying. I said, Lord, I got to let my light so shine before men that they may see the good work that you have begun in me and give you glory. That's all we want to do is give God some glory. But since you believe, things got to change. But David said, since I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, God is going to come back. And when God come back, if you believe, if you're waiting upon God, things are going to change. Your children are going to get saved. Husband's going to get saved, but we can't give up. I know you get tired. I get tired. I just told them this morning, you know, when I was raising my children, I just get tired of telling them jokers the same old thing over and over. I'm like, well, shoot. Go on out there and get with it. Go on out there and see what happened. I ain't going to tell you no more, but it was something down inside of me that kept telling me, you better go and tell them. You got to go and tell them. That's the light that was inside of me. Tell them, I'm going to tell you anyway. Again and again. How often do we hear the same word preaching over and over? Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing, the word of God. If you don't keep hearing it, man, you're gonna have your slip, trip, and a fall. You're gonna fall. But David said, though we fall, we won't be utterly cast down. You're gonna make some mistakes. But that you won't be utterly cast down. You won't be utterly destroyed. You won't be utterly cast into eternal damnation. God is going to lift you up with his right hand. He's going to pick you back up. As long as you got that light in you. All I'm saying this morning, saints of God, is make sure your light stay lit. Make sure to stay lit. Brother said this morning, don't let it go out. And the only way that light can go out, if you faint. If you faint, your light gonna go out. You gonna be in all kind of trouble. So I thank the Lord this morning for the light. Ain't you glad that God put light in you? Huh? So David said, I would have given up, but I believe. Let us believe that we're going to see some goodness in the Lord, in the land of the living. So he said this very last verse, 14, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. I'm ready to tell you, wait on God. Don't give up. Don't faint. Don't let no test. Don't let no trial. Don't let no enemy. Don't let no flesh press you out. Be of good courage, he said, and he shall strengthen your heart. God is going, David just said, he's the light and my strength. He going to strengthen you. When you feel like giving up, God going to strengthen you. When you feel like throwing in towel, he going to strengthen you and cause you to remember and say, I'm going to wait on you, Lord. I'm going to wait because I'm going to see some goodness of the Lord in the land of living. I'm going to see my children saved. I'm going to see my neighbor saved. I'm going to see what God want us to see. He said, be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Saints of God, don't let anything that's going on right now move you from out of your place where you're at with God. Nothing. It ain't worth your soul. Anybody need a light this morning? We got light in the house. Anybody need light this morning? If you need Jesus, that's what I'm talking about. If you need Jesus, you want to be saved. You want your light. You want your torch or whatever you bear. You want your light lit. Come on to this altar. God is waiting for you. If your light is dim and about to go out, come on up here to this altar. We'll pray. Ask God to strengthen you. Give you more light. And we all can use some more light. But is there anybody here? Light that's not lit. Jesus will do it. He'll light you up. God will light you up. And you ain't got to worry about making no mistakes. You're going to slip. You're going to trip. You're going to fall. But you won't be utterly destroyed. He won't utterly cast you down. God loves his people. He loves the world. But you are his beloved. You are his people, his children. So God is going to always be there with you. Anybody need a light this morning? Don't leave out of here this morning and fall if you don't know Jesus. Who's to say you're going to be able to get back up? Who's to say you're going to be able to get back in the race? Well, get in the race. Who's to say that your tomorrow might be your today? If you need Jesus this morning, don't leave out of here without him. You don't go with your light, you're walking blind. I give you my flashlight, but the battery's going to run out. The power of God never fails. You can go buy some more batteries, the light going to run out. If you need Jesus this morning, come on. Well, I'm not going to hold you. Pastor, she alone. I'll wait. But the Lord say, move on.
anybody need for us to touch and agree on anything, we'll do that also. We all put our light together. We have one big blaze. If not, as my pastor said, I delivered my soul. I've done what God told me to do. I've spoken what he's given me. Those that are saved, keep your light lit. Carry it with you everywhere. Don't leave it at home. I ain't gonna carry it today. Got to have that light. Got to be with you. The moment you don't take it, you forget it, that's when you're gonna have a slip, trip, and a fall. That'd be the very moment. So keep your mind stayed on him. He'll give you perfect peace. God bless you on this morning, if you would stand so we can dismiss. Pastor, you had anything you want to say? Yeah. Amen. There's Stephanie. I was wondering where Stephanie was. Amen. Enjoy that testimony. Say, Keisha, she better come in with you, huh? How else she better be with mama. God bless you. I love you. Keep the torch lit. You know, because we are a path for those that are blind. With that white stick, I'll be the CNI dog. I ain't gonna call y'all no dog. I'll be the CNI dog. You know, we need to lead. God want us to lead and guide. That's our job. Even though we go through, as David said, he's going through enemies all around him, but he still believed God. We got to believe God in spite of. God bless you on this morning. Let's dismiss. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you, Lord God, for your word this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for lightening up our eyes of understanding, Lord. Lord, the times, oh God, that we said that we saw, Lord, we didn't see correctly, Lord. But God, when you came into our lives, Lord, then we begin to see. And so we thank you, Lord God, for lighting our lives. We pray you that you will keep us, Lord. We pray, God, this morning, God, that you'll watch over us, Lord, as we leave this place, God. Let us go back, Father God, with this torch, oh God, into the neighborhoods, into our homes, God, most of all, God. Lord, even on our jobs, God, though we're not in the office, oh God. Lord God, on the phones, however, God, you allow us, God, the avenue, God, to take these torches, Lord. Lord, let us be, God, a torch bearer. And we pray, God, as we depart from this place, God, but never from your presence. We ask, God, that you'll be with us, Lord. Hide us, God, behind the cross, God. Cover us with your blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.